The sockeye run through the area fished as part of the ongoing Port Mueller test fishery is early, and it looks like the run has peaked at Port Mueller. Scott Rayburn is a data analyst with the Bristol Bay Science and Research Institute.
It's looking like at Port Mueller, it's going to be early in a way that we've never seen before, maybe 6 days early. We're thinking the peak probably occurred around the 21st, 22nd, and that's 6 to 7 days earlier than average.
Rayburn asserts that it looks like the travel time for sockeye between the test fishery area and the inshore districts is about 5 to 6 days. He says if that's correct, it would put the peak in Bristol Bay on June 28th. That's this Friday. Rayburn says if that's the way it plays out, it would be unprecedented.
It's unlikely that could happen. It could happen. But sometimes when you have an extremely early run at Mueller, that earliness gets dampened by the time the fish get inshore. And so let's say a 4 to 5 day early run timing at Mueller translates into a 2 day early run timing inshore. And so the idea being that the travel time between Mueller and inshore increases. So if we increase that travel time between Mueller from 5 to 6 days to 7 to 9 days, it shifts your peak inshore catch over a day or two, and then you turn into a 2 to 3 day early run timing inshore. That happens, you start to get up to the mid to low 30s in terms of 30 million fish in terms of run magnitude. If it's extremely early inshore, unprecedented early run timing, you're getting into the low 20s with respect to run magnitude.
There appears to be a growing consensus that the sockeye run to Bristol Bay is early, which would account for the strong catches and escapement seen so early in the season in places like the Nooshigak, Igigik, and Ugashik districts. However, Rayburn says there is another possibility that the run is much larger than forecast.
If that's the case, it seems like we should be seeing more in catch and escapement. The fact that it fell off yesterday a little bit and then it came back today, but not just through the roof, would be evidence against the run being extremely large and on time.
Tuesday's fishing effort as part of the Port Mueller test fishery produced a daily traditional index number of 114, which pushes the cumulative index number up to 1,349. That's not the largest such number through June 25th, but it's still well above the average index number. The largest cumulative index number through June 25th on record is the 1,490 recorded in 2011. Other years with larger cumulative index numbers include 1993, which produced a total run of 52 million sockeye, 1995, which produced a run of 61 million sockeye, and 2001, which produced a run of just 22 million fish. Tuesday's fishing effort produced a daily replacement index number of 46. That pushes the cumulative replacement index number up to 551. A total of 219 sockeye were caught Tuesday as part of the Port Mueller test fishery. 119 fish were taken at Station 6, 51 sockeye were taken at Station 8, 31 fish were caught at Station 10, which is the outside station fished as part of the test fishery. 13 sockeye were taken on Tuesday at Station 4, just 5 fish were taken at Station 2. You can find the updates from the Port Mueller test fishery online on the website of the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association at bbrsda.com. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.